From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is hosting the leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority a day before they're due to hold their first direct meeting in about 2 years. All parties are strongly condemning yesterday's deadly attack on four Israeli settlers in the West Bank, concerned about the impact that may have on this week's talks. Hamas claimed responsibility for this week's attacks in the West Bank. The Discovery Channel headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., is in lockdown after a man with a gun entered the building with something strapped to his body. Police Corporal Dan Fritz says no injuries have been reported, but at least one person may have been taken hostage. Fritz says this is what police know so far about the suspect.
Can't confirm his name. He's an Asian male, and his concerns are with the Discovery Corporation right now.
Reporter David Schultz of member station WAMU is on the scene. He says the Discovery building's been evacuated, with people generally confused about what's unfolding.
The employee that I spoke with, he said he was told to leave, do not use the elevators, and there's a hostage situation in the building. Now they're all standing on the corner about 100 yards from the building and just waiting around. It seems like people, no one here is really panicked, but people are very stunned and no one is really sure what's happening.
WAMU's David Schultz reporting. The exodus from North Carolina's vacation islands is underway as Hurricane Earl draws closer. The Category 3 storm is barreling across the Atlantic with 125-mile-per-hour winds. The storm's prompting hurricane warnings and other alerts from North Carolina up through Delaware. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, President Obama's in touch with the FEMA director about the hurricane's approach.
Just a few days ago, President Obama was in New Orleans for the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and now his attention is on Hurricane Earl. It was downgraded to a Category 3 storm this morning. Forecasters are not sure whether Earl will run parallel to the eastern seaboard or come ashore. FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate told the president, "The Federal Emergency Management Agency is working with state and local officials from North Carolina all the way up to Maine." Fugate said water, tarps, generators, and other essentials are in place to help with relief efforts. Tourists have already started to evacuate some islands along the North Carolina coast. The storm could disrupt travel plans for Americans hoping to enjoy the Labor Day holiday this weekend, marking the traditional end of summer. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Manufacturing companies are still leading the economic recovery. The Institute for Supply Management, which surveys about 350 companies, said today that its manufacturing index rose to 56.3 in August. A reading above 50 indicates growth. U.S. stocks continue to gain ground. Dow's up 224 at 10,239. This is NPR. Private sector employment is unexpectedly down. NPR's Yuki Noguchi says a private firm, ADP Employer Services, found employers cut 10,000 jobs last month.
This report doesn't bode well for Friday when the government releases its more comprehensive surveys on employment. Analysts expect the unemployment rate could rise and that there could still be a net loss of over 100,000 jobs, largely because businesses have not started hiring in the numbers necessary to absorb the large number of people still looking for work. ADP even revised its July numbers downward. In order to reverse the rising unemployment problem, most economists believe businesses will need to start hiring between 100 and 200,000 workers a month. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Comair, a subsidiary of Delta Airlines, plans to scale back its fleet by more than half. The company says people will also lose their jobs over the next 2 years, but Comair didn't say how many positions it planned to eliminate. About 2,500 people work at Comair, which flies to about 70 cities in the U.S., Canada, and the Bahamas. Auto sales are falling, with fewer people opting to buy a big-ticket item in this economy. One of the big players, General Motors, is reporting a 7% drop in sales from July to August. It is a reversal from a year ago, when the government's Cash for Clunkers program gave a boost to U.S. auto sales. But we're still seeing U.S. stocks gaining ground today, with investors increasingly optimistic so far about the latest economic reports on the global recovery. Dow's up 220 at 10,235. This is NPR.